All right. Welcome in to Toilets to Titles podcast. This is the wild card round edition. This is episode number 36. We're feeling a little wild this morning, ready for the wild card action that we got going on Saturday, 1 o'clock. That's the first game. I'm pretty excited. I love Saturday football. You know what else I love? I love being joined by both of my co-hosts. And to my right, if you're watching live on YouTube, is Justin at JustinFF underscore Justin. What's cooking?
Hey, what's going on? I've been prepping. I was kind of worried that maybe I lost my bracket for today's show, because we filled it out. I filled it out a few days ago, and then I've got a lot of coaching and other school things going on. I went old school. Mine's handwritten.
Hell yeah.
But I was afraid that it was lost because I was trying to do too many things today. So I spent about 20 minutes before the show trying to track this notebook down, but I found it. So I'm good to go.
Maybe that was a sign that you should have trashed it and started over.
You're probably right. I'll know by your reactions.
You know what I mean? That sometimes things are divine, and that might have been some divine intervention. You know, that Justin, rethink it, Justin. Or maybe it was too good and somebody upstairs didn't want it released to the 20 people that watch and listen to us, you know, because figure that's too much knowledge for all of them.
To get too much money off of us.
Yeah, exactly. Below me, if you're watching live, is my other co-host, the Dirt Man, at Nate underscore Dirt 19. Nate, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. It's a beautiful morning. I'm excited for 2 days of football. It's kind of nice to have a bye this weekend, so I can not necessarily have a stress-free weekend, but I don't really get too stressed out. But you know, just excited to watch some good football all weekend.
Man, I know you're really excited about. You just sent us a picture of some Oreos that just released, and describe these Oreos to us and to the listeners, and we'll go from there.
Well, they're a Brookio Oreo, which is like, you know, a brookie, like a cookie and a brownie made into one. So it's some sort of layered concoction that Oreo has come up with. And
okay,
hey, that wasn't very nice.
If you're listening at home, you missed. Justin just threw up a little thing on the bottom of the video chat that said it took me 30 seconds to rub in that he's got the week to be relaxed. But I wish nothing but stress on Nate. Because I hate the Packers, and the Packers have killed the Cowboys in the playoffs quite a few times in very devastating ways. So I would love nothing more than for that to happen to the Packers next weekend. Like, they're winning all game, and then, like, something drastic and crazy happens that they're going to remember the rest of their lives and crushes their Packer souls. That's what I hope for the Green Bay Packers this playoffs. But
you know that I would have led with that personally if it were the Colts. So,
it's all good, but we'll see, because the Packers aren't playing this weekend, and they're likely gonna steamroll whoever they're gonna play. And Aaron Rodgers is gonna be magnificent, and no, even if they're down, no deficit is gonna be enough because they're the Green Bay Packers, and he's Aaron Rodgers, and it's the way it rolls when you're a Packers player, I guess. Aaron Rodgers is incredible.
I noticed the spoon. Is that like a hot cocoa or a fancy English tea?
I use Laird's Superfood Creamer. And so I got some vanilla creamer in there that I stir up. I like to stir stuff in my drinks. I'm a drink mixer, you know.
I want to put up another banner, but I don't know how to spell bougie.
I like to put, you know, amino acids in my water. You know, I'm spinning glutamine. You know, I'm always throwing stuff in my beverages and mixing them up.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on, how to listen to our show. If you're listening one way, here are the other ways you can listen to us. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts. You can watch us live on YouTube. I suggest subscribing and setting it up to be notified when we go on air. You can listen to us on Podbean, Periscope, Spotify. And all of those links you could find on our Twitter handle at Toilets to Titles. We share those links all the time, and I do put them in the show notes, so you'll be able to check them out there. Regardless of how you're watching or listening to us, it would be greatly appreciated if you went to our YouTube channel, hit the like and subscribe button, and you know, if you have Apple Podcasts, throw us a review. You know, all that stuff helps us, and helps us get to more listeners. You know, they see that people are liking, commenting, giving us reviews. It pushes us to the top when people search fantasy football or whatever little notations we put in our show. And it helps us be viewed and listened. So we would really appreciate it if you guys took the time to do that for us. All right. So that really, this week, we're not really going to be talking about do's and duds and streamers. It's not in season anymore. We're just going to kind of shoot the shit, talking about the playoffs. And if we have time, we're going to get into the bathroom board. If not, we're going to save that for another week. So, guys, we have playoff football this week. We all have our brackets. Nate, let me see your bracket. I need to see it.
It's in my truck. I wrote it on paper in my truck, and I didn't go outside this morning because it's cold out.
Okay, so Nate's is in his it is in his head. Justin's is on sheet of paper, and mine is on this beautifully printed piece of paper here. And that's just symbolism, all right? I want everybody to know that symbolism. That means mine's going to – mine's is like the brick house that the pig made. and Justin's is like the wooden house. And Nate's is like the house – wait, what, I don't know the three different houses, and I should because I'm a six-year-old.
It was sticks, straw, and bricks.
So Nate's is the straw house because he doesn't have it in front of him at all.
Yep.
So that is symbolism.
Pretty much paper.
If you bet, I suggest bet on the brick house because, all right. And I did send them all this link. I tried helping these gentlemen, but they have their own ways of doing things.
John, did yours happen to work out when you were doing the bracket so that the best remaining seed played the worst seed in the next round, like? Or did you have to change it up at all?
Uh-oh. I didn't even look at that, man.
Now
you're raining on my parade.
That's why I had to handwrite mine, because I couldn't find one that fit that for me.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to make some audibles. So disregard all the stuff I said about my brick house, because the brick house just crumbled. All right? Why didn't you tell me that? You wanted me to look like a fool on the air, man.
I mean, you're like, the pro. I thought you had it.
You know what? It's all right. I'm just making a few changes here. Now, here we go. Let's do some just basic discussion on the playoffs, overall thoughts going into it before we break down, you know, our playoff predictions. Justin, I'm going to ask you first. I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Who are you most excited? What team are you most excited to watch in the playoffs this postseason?
Honestly, I'm most excited to watch Buffalo play this season because we all knew going into the season that they were going to be better. We all knew that, or at least most of us had a pretty good idea that the Patriots were gonna falter in that division. So we all had a pretty decent idea that this could be the year for Buffalo. But on top of that, they seem to have gotten better and better every single week, and they've got the playoffs lined up really well for them. Especially by my bracket anyway, if I'm correct, because they have Indy in the first round, and I think they're going to handle us pretty well at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then in the next round, just the way it's set up, I don't want to get in too deep because then we're going to start getting into my predictions, but I just like the way that it's set up for them. I think their only other tough matchup could potentially be Kansas City to stop them from getting into the Super Bowl.
I like it. Nate, what team are you most excited to watch outside of your Green Bay Packers?
Well, I kind of got to agree with Justin about the Bills. You know, they look really good. Nobody knew what was going to really happen last weekend against the Dolphins, and they dog-walked them, and you know what I mean? It's just they're hot, and Josh Allen looks good, and it's going to be a fun game today. I think that run defense for Buffalo is good, and Indy's, you know, they feed Jonathan Taylor. I think they'll make it a ball game. And yeah, I think, you know, obviously besides my Packers, you know, but I don't need to talk about that anymore. She'll just make fun of me. So, yeah.
We're not making fun, man. We're jealous.
Yeah. It's God not damn. Making fun. Like, and you know I love the Packers too. Like, I was hoping you would talk about the Packers. That's why I didn't mention them. But, okay, fine then. I'll say the Packers. They're my second favorite. They're my family's hometown is up in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. So, I'm excited to watch them play, but Nate's been on Buffalo all year too, though, to be fair. He seemed to be a bit of a Buffalo fan in the offseason and hasn't jumped off that bandwagon. So
Something about cold, man. He likes those cold teams.
Yeah,
you know, with big followings. You know, Buffalo, Green Bay. There are similarities between the two. One likes hot wings. One likes cheese. But Nate, I don't want you to get me wrong, man. I'm completely jealous of what you had with Brett Favre, and what you have with Aaron Rodgers. I am jealous. So color me green with envy. The team I am looking for, that was a pun, because if no one got that there, because the Green Bay Packers. The team that I'm looking forward to watching, I am looking forward to the Bills. I'm looking forward to watching the Washington football team and Alex Smith, but I'm really looking forward to watching Tampa Bay. I want to see, you know, Tampa – I'm sorry, I'm cheating. I'm saying a bunch of teams, but Tampa and New Orleans, both of them, they got old quarterbacks. They've had, you know, I think it took Tom Brady, you know, a season to kind of – get it rolling, you know, and be fully meshed and intertwined with that offense. They picked up Antonio Brown. You know, things were changing. I'm interested to see what they look like playing playoff football. My prediction before the season was, you know, Leonard Fournette, they'd be running the ball a lot more. You know, as they got into the playoffs, they'd be playing playoff football. But I don't know if they're going to need to do that. Secondary is not that great. They play good run defense, but I think teams are going to be able to throw on them. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's throwing the ball 40 times a game in the playoffs. You know, it might happen. And now the Saints, on the other hand, I'm excited to watch them because Breeze has been hurt. Michael Thomas has been hurt. They've been without wide receivers. They've really had to count on their defense and their running game. Can they turn it on? Can they turn into the Drew Breeze New Orleans Saints now and combine it with the good defense they've been playing? Or are they going to look like a team that doesn't have an identity? So the Saints are a big-time wild card. Again, no pun intended on that one. The Saints are a big-time wild card. And Tampa Bay, I'm interested to see, you know, if Tom Brady, you know, lights this thing up. So that's I kind of cheated mentioning those. But why don't we get into some matchups, all right? So we have some matchups. I don't know if you hear right now, but my dog is going hammer upstairs, running around playing with something. But let's start with the NFC side of the playoffs. Washington football team, the 4th seed versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nate, I'm going to go down to you first. What are you thinking of this matchup? Who wins? And what do you think is going to be some of the storylines coming out of this game?
I think, you know, with as good as Washington's defense has been, it's still going to be, I think they are going to give Tom some fits. I think they can pressure him, up the middle. And, you know, Tom struggles to, you know, not that he struggles, but it's harder for him to slide left and right in the pocket, as is like some of the mobile quarterbacks do. So that'll be something they can do to, you know, hinder them. I think they're going to get after him the entire game. But I think that Tampa Bay is probably just too good. And Alex Smith last week looked like he can't move. You know, I don't remember. It's like an ankle injury, I think. And he just looks like he's not healthy. It's a struggle to watch him move. I'd love to see Washington win just because, you know, I love that defense and it's been fun to watch him. But I don't think they can, you know, like I said, I think it'll be close. I don't think there's going to be a high scoring game by any means, but I think Tampa will pull it out with old Tom. So
do you think that bulletin board that Chase Young gave Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do you think that is, you know, do you think it's going to help, like, or that the confidence is going to help a young Washington football team defense? Do you think it's going to help them start feeling themselves and maybe come out of their shells a little more, you know, maybe play a little tougher? Or do you think it's more of a death sentence because now, you know, Tom Brady has got some bulletin board material? Like, what do you think of that?
I don't know if it even really adds much. I feel like Tom Brady's had some bulletin board material all season. I think if BA said there a couple weeks or probably a month or two ago, you know, how you guys crowned us in August, you know what I mean, before the season even started. So I think, but, you know, it probably adds to it. But I think if anything, though, with all those young guys like that on that Washington defense, it may rev them up a little more.
Right.
I could be completely wrong.
What do you think, Justin?
So I feel like I'm trying to search it right now. I believe it was the 2005 Cardinals were the team that made it into the playoffs. They barely were at or just above 500 and wound up winning the Super Bowl, if that sounds, or at least made it to the Super Bowl.
They lost to the Steelers. That was with Warner, right?
I lost to the Steelers. Okay, yeah. And maybe it wasn't 2005, but it was somewhere around there, something like that. But anyway, I kind of feel like this team has the potential to be that style team where they've worked their butts off as a young team. You know, I know 7-9 is their record. 7-9 isn't at all impressive. It's definitely not at all impressive for a playoff team, and certainly not for a division winning team. But for a young team that's trying to rebuild with a new coach and a new system and a new everything, a new marketing team and a new, like, they're starting all over from scratch, even from their name. They're I'd say that 7 wins is pretty damn good. And as young as they are, they now have the opportunity to go out there and play without any pressure, because nobody expects them to win. Nobody's expecting them. They've already done the one thing that people felt they had the opportunity to do, which is win the division. So now they can just go out there and play football. And I do think that defense could potentially be able to keep up with Tom Brady in that offense. But the problem is I'm not so sure that their offense is going to be able to do dynamite things against that defense with, just like Nate said, without Alex Smith being able to be mobile at all. I mean, it's still a better option than Dwayne Haskins, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that it's going to be enough. So I've got Tampa Bay, and I also agree that it's going to be a good close game, which is not something that I would have said probably 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I think, Bruce Arians said this week that, you know, when talking about their record, that it's, you know, they're playing Alex Smith. They're not playing Dwayne Haskins, you know, and I know they went through, you know, also was it Kyle Allen? They had a quarterback at some point as well. And I do think, you know, everyone has injuries. Every team has injuries. So it wouldn't be fair necessarily to say they deserve a better record, but I'm looking at them as a different team, you know, than a 7-9 team, because I believe they would have been a different team than a 7-9 team had Alex Smith been healthy all year and been at the helm. I do think it's going to be close in the first half, but I do think Tampa puts it on in the second half. And because I just don't think they got some quick linebackers. You know, Devin White is a dude, and I don't think, you know, they're going to be able to get Antonio Gibson going at all, or J.D. McKissick. And they're going to have to pass the ball, and they're going to hit some home runs early on. But I do think, you know, Tampa Bay just – they're the better team, and it shows in the second half. So that's my prediction. So I think Tampa Bay moves on. I think we all agree that Tampa Bay moves on. And let's go on to the other two wild card matchups. It's kind of weird that there's only one bye in each conference. You know, I'm used to the two byes, but they're definitely different looking at the bracket now with the seven playoff teams. But Seattle Seahawks versus the Los Angeles Rams. Justin, why don't you start with this one?
So I've got the Seahawks in this one. I think obviously they have the home field advantage. The home field advantage isn't as big of a deal this season since there aren't very many fans and some places don't allow hardly any fans at all. But obviously we're still seeing the same kind of trend. The same type of teams are still dominating at home like they should. So there's still something to it. There's the travel and the time traveling from the hotel and all that sort of stuff, not practicing on your typical field the night before and all that sort of stuff. These two teams are divisional opponents, and we get to see this matchup at least twice and sometimes three times a year. I'm excited about it. You guys know I'm always really invested in the divisional games. And if I had to choose a game of the week for this week, it would probably be the Seahawks and the Rams. Jared Goff is going to play from the way it looks. It looks like Goff is going to play with his busted thumb. I'm not so sure that's a good thing necessarily, because he already hasn't played that great. He's played better than he did last season. I think there is an improvement there. So I think McVay's doing something right with him. They still have potential to compete, but I don't see them being able to get past the Seahawks in this round.
All right, Nate, what are your thoughts?
Yep, Seahawks got it pretty easy. Jared Goff has 9 fingers. He's going to try to play football. Jamal Adams is going to hit him in the mouth because he's the best linebacker on the Seahawks. I know he's a safety, but he pretty much plays linebacker every down. You know, they'll hit Goff in the mouth early, and he'll be scared. You know, won't be able to do anything. I think the Seahawks take this one pretty easy, to be honest with you.
Man, I just traded Fred Warner to Nate in one of our IDP dynasty leagues, and I'm hoping that Jordan Brooks becomes the best linebacker in Seattle because he's the guy that's going to have to step up and take the spot that Fred Warner has vacated. But I agree with you guys. I think the Seahawks win. I think the only way the Rams will keep it close is if that three-headed monster that has been disturbing all of the fantasy football universe this season goes off. And we can all cheer for it because unless you're playing DFS, it doesn't really matter, right? And that'll just make it a good game. I love low-scoring games. I love punch-you-in-the-mouth football. And the Rams are going to need to count on their running backs punching you in the mouth and Aaron Donald just giving Russell Wilson fits. Jalen Ramsey versus DK Metcalf. I'm as excited for that as Justin is for divisional games, right? Like that is going to be two dogs just going at it, man. And there's a level of respect between the two of them. Jalen Ramsey's grown up. I think he's grown up a lot. We're hearing less from him. And he's in L.A. You know, that's not a place where you go and the spotlight's not on you. So there's an opportunity for him to still look like a young diva, and he hasn't. Okay, so I think he's grown up, and I think with that growth, I think he's become a better player. And this is going to be a very juicy matchup between those two. I think this one's going to be close, man. I think this one's going to be really close, and I do have the Seahawks winning it. But I think the Rams are going to they're gonna play some good football, and it's going to be a very physical, tough-played matchup there. All right, the last matchup we have for the NFC, we have New Orleans versus the Chicago Bears. This game, I think, is going to be the least enjoyable of the three NFC games. I do think that New Orleans wins it, but I don't think New Orleans is going to be clicking yet. I think this is going to be like a practice for them, so to say. I don't think they're going to go into this game with that attitude. But with Michael Thomas back, with Kamara, you know, he might miss with COVID, with Drew Brees still coming off of injury, Emmanuel Sanders back, there's a lot of unknowns with this team. It's time to mesh. And hopefully, you know, they come out of this game unscathed and they move on, because I think we're going to see better football from them as we advance into the playoffs. So I do think the Saints win this game. And again, I don't think this one's going to be all that exciting, sad to say. But I think we'll see more exciting football from the Saints as they go on. Nate, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
Saints. Sorry, MVP Mitch. Dude stinks.
MVP
I'm
Monty.
I'm really happy. I want to
MVP
say,
Monty.
Oh, yeah. I would like to thank the Bears for getting into the playoffs, though, because that just, you know, helps the NFC North out the next 3 or 4 years. They're going to re-sign Mitch, Matt Nagy's staying. And Ryan Pace is staying. I love it. You know, bring it on. So, Saints got it. Bears, sorry.
Not to mention the Bears also, by making the playoffs, hurt themselves in the draft pick aspect. So they push themselves back a little bit further on the list for the draft pick. So, I agree. Obviously, the Saints are gonna win this game. So they added the seventh team, and we all know why. Obviously, it was to make more money, you know, and add that extra game for the fans to watch. But this isn't going to be a very entertaining game. I don't know. I like the idea of it. I like the basis of it, but I don't think this is going to be a very good example. Hopefully, the Buffalo and Indy game will be a little tighter and a little more entertaining to watch to help justify them doing this. But at least one of these years, I would like to be able to see a seventh team that kind of fought back late in the season to make it into the playoffs and have good momentum going into it. But I just don't see that with Indy or Chicago to make it entertaining this year.
How funny is it that Washington is the 7-9 team, yeah, and we are treating Chicago as if they don't belong? You know, yeah, that says a lot, right? That says a lot about how we look at both teams. We are all more confident in the Washington football team than we are in Chicago. You know, Chicago hasn't played terrible football, but they've just been kind of the worst good team,
yeah,
in the NFL. You know, we have no clue.
Yeah, also the seeding has a lot to do with that too. Like if Chicago were playing Tampa Bay rather than New Orleans, I'd be a little bit different on it. And if Washington were playing against New Orleans, then with that defense that New Orleans has, I wouldn't be giving Washington a chance. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But yeah, I mean, Monty can only do so much.
Yep, man, he's only human, guys. All right, we can't expect too much from him. All right, do we want to give our NFC playoff predictions now before we get into the AFC? Like, we don't have to give breakdowns. We could just predict who we have going to the Super, you know, each round, right? And then we can go to the AFC side and do a game breakdown. So I'll go. So I have, you know, Tampa Bay moving on. I have Tampa Bay playing Green Bay next week. I have Tampa Bay winning that one. Sorry, Nate. I got Seattle moving on versus the Rams. The Saints moving on versus Chicago. I have the Saints winning that one. So in the NFC Championship game, I have Saints versus Tampa Bay, and I have New Orleans Saints moving on to the Super Bowl. Justin, what do you got?
So I also have number one seed Packers playing against the number five Tampa Bay, and I have the Packers winning that one. I'm not as much of a believer in that Tampa Bay offense right now. I understand Tommy is playing a lot better towards the end of the season here, but I don't think it's going to be enough to take over the Packers there. I've got New Orleans beating the Seahawks, and that's the one that I'm a little bit worried about. I probably should not have chosen that one. Everything tells me that Seattle right now is probably the better team with Breeze still not playing 100%. But there's just something about thinking about Kamara missing this week for COVID and then coming back next week against Seattle and having those fresh legs, and I just feel like they're going to run advance to the next round. And then I have the Packers beating the Saints. Again, home field advantage doesn't mean much, but when you get this late into the playoffs, maybe it means a little bit. You know, there could be some bad weather factors that the Packers are used to that dome team, the Saints, aren't necessarily used to. So I have the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Rich, what's happening, man? I see you in there. It's nice to have you. Thanks for joining us. We are giving our playoff predictions on the NFC side, and then we're going to move on to the AFC. Nate, go ahead, man. You have the floor.
I'm pretty well the same. Like I said, Tampa going to Green Bay. Green Bay winning. I don't know. You know, like I said, Tampa's been good, but I think the way Green Bay's played, and, you know, they actually, I saw they're going to have 6,000-7,000 fans or something like that at the game, which, you know, not a lot, but a little bit will help. And I think just being there, and I know Brady's played in the cold for years, but not all of his guys have. And then Seattle going to New Orleans. As much as I'd say Seattle could, I just think that, like you said, Kamara's just too much for that team. And having Mike Thomas back, I think, will help. And that Saints defense is pretty good. And then,
are you guys worried about Kamara's conditioning, given that if he has COVID right now with the lungs and are you guys worried about that at all, or you think he's going to come back fresh?
I mean, personally, I feel like, I don't know, 75% Alvin Kamara is still a guy that I would want on my team.
And they got Latavius Murray as well, who hasn't been too bad.
Yeah. So we're talking playoff predictions here and not fantasy relevancy. So absolutely. So, I mean, it's Sean Payton. He can find ways to use him when and where he can use him.
He said Saints the Super Bowl. John, is Taysom playing over Breeze again? Nope. Drew Breeze is carrying him. Nate, I'm sorry we interrupted you. So, Nate, you have the Saints over the Seahawks. You have the Packers over Tampa Bay. Who do you have going to the Super Bowl, Nate?
I got the Packers beating the Saints. Drew Brees will struggle. His ribs will hurt even worse than normal in that cold weather up in Lambeau for the NFC title game. So,
all right. So we have
– I don't care. Say what you want.
Two of us have the Packers going to the Super Bowl. I have the Saints. All right. So you heard it here. Those are the toilets, the titles, NFC conference predictions. There. We're going to move on to the AFC. We're going to talk some. We're going to talk about this week's playoff matchups, and then we'll do the same thing we did over there. Did they say he's not showing any symptoms? I don't know, Rich. I didn't see that. If he's not showing any symptoms, that's a great thing because then he is going to be fresh. It's just like a week off.
I think they did say that, but at the same time, that could also just be the coaches trying to downplay it as well. We don't really know.
Yeah, Rich has given us his full Super Bowl predictions. Rich, we're trying to ease our way into that, man. We don't want to give it all up at once, you know, because then people are going to hear it, be like, oh, that's their Super Bowl predictions, and cut out. You know, we need to keep you guys. We got to drag you along a little bit more. All right, so the AFC, we're going to move on to the AFC. We have the Tennessee Titans versus the Baltimore Ravens. This is a very juicy matchup. I'm going to start with this one. because this is one I'm looking forward to. I think this matchup is going to be great. These guys, they played each other last year in the playoffs. Titans beat the Ravens. I think there's some bad blood there. You know, Earl Thomas called out Derrick Henry last year. I know Earl Thomas isn't on the Ravens anymore, but I do think Mike Vrabel. I love both of these coaches, man. I do. I think Harbaugh versus Vrabel, I think that's a great matchup. I think, you know, you got Tannehill versus Lamar, who Tannehill surprisingly played, you know, in fantasy this year. His production was pretty high throughout the season. We got A.J. Brown. We got Corey Davis. We got Mark Andrews. Hollywood Brown's coming around. Dobbins, Henry. I think, you know, Dobbins, Henry, that's Ohio State, Alabama. We got a little bit of a, you know, an NCAA finals matchup going on between the two of them. So I think this matchup is going to be very juicy, and I'm really looking forward to it. I have the Titans moving on. I have the Titans beating the Ravens. I think Derrick Henry is too much for them to handle. I think they get after Lamar, and I think A.J. Brown has a big matchup as well. So that's my prediction. Justin, what are you choosing for this matchup?
I'm choosing Baltimore, and I'm not confident in my picks there, but the problem was that I like the underdog, so sometimes I tend to lean towards the underdogs, but I know
that – Are they really the underdog, though? I know they're the 5 seed, but are who's – I think Baltimore is more expected to win than Tennessee.
I kind of feel like before we start to watch the game, if you're watching the pregames, you're probably going to see more of the commentators choose Tennessee over Baltimore. I get the vibe from most people that more people are going to choose Tennessee to win this game. I don't know what the odds are. I don't follow the betting lines, at least not this year. So I'm not.
Ravens are favored by 3.
Okay. All right. Well, so maybe they're not the underdog. But at the end of the day, I mean, I feel like Baltimore, I know that Lamar Jackson hasn't been playing. It's kind of hard to say he hasn't been playing that well. He was still a top 8 quarterback this season. So, like, just because he's underperformed what he's played in the past, he's actually still played pretty decent. So, against that really soft defense, that really soft secondary, it's easy for me to say that since I obviously hate the Titans being a Colts fan. And maybe that's some of it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I've just unrooted the heart of my pick here, but I'm going to choose Baltimore to win this game.
All right. I do want to mention Coach Fry. Kevin Fry is in the chat here, and he's a member of the Two Legit League and the fictional league that me, Justin, and Nate are all in. He said Ravens. So he's got the Ravens as well. So, Nate, who do you have for this match? We got 2 guys for the Ravens. We're going to count Fry there. I got the Titans. Nate, what do you think?
3 guys for the Ravens. Titans defense stinks. I think that, you know, Dobbins is going to have a field day. I think Derrick Henry won't. But I just think that the Ravens are playing some really good football right now, and I think that they're gonna keep it rolling for at least this weekend.
All right. And Sean's down here talking about the Colts and the Bills. He thinks that's a crazy matchup. We're going to get to that, Sean. That is the next – well, not the next one. That's the last one we're going to talk about. Next one we have is Pittsburgh at Cleveland. And Juju Smith-Schuster, in a very 2020 Juju Smith-Schuster form, came out and kind of gave the Cleveland Browns some bulletin board material, saying they're the same old Browns. He's not worried about it, and he doesn't think they're any different than they were. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on Browns versus Steelers?
I've got Cleveland winning this one again. They beat Pittsburgh last week. They're on the road. They have something to prove. Pittsburgh has been falling apart at the end of the season, and I don't think they're going to be able to keep it together. I do not like the Browns' defense, even to this day. They're still a pathetic secondary, but I believe they find a way to win this game. And this is my every year. It's always a sixth seed that I usually choose to make it to the next round every year. But now that they've thrown in the 7th, I couldn't do it for a 7th seed this year. So Browns are my 7th seed upset, or my 6th seed upset.
Myles Garrett has to have a day. No, he can't swing a helmet, but he has to have a day. Hey, what are your thoughts on this one?
I'm going with the Steelers. I think not having Kevin Stefanski is going to hurt a lot. I know he says, I just look at a sheet and point at plays to call, but that's a big loss. And I'm not sure what players are out. I know there may be a couple out, but that one for me is huge. I think he's been, you know, vital for their success the whole year, you know, as well as they've played. You know, if they feed Chubb like they should, I don't know why they don't give him the ball 40 times a game. But, you know, I think they'll keep it close. But I think Big Ben and Deontay, I think the Steelers are going to win. I think it's going to be close. I just wish Juju'd stop. Like, dude, you got like 800 yards this year and like 6 touchdowns or something. Like, you act like you got 15 touchdowns. Stop talking. I'm tired.
Agreed.
Of
it. Agreed. He's a wide receiver. He's that's what they do.
Yeah, but you can be a diva and act like the best there is. You actually like do stuff.
Right. He's basic. You know? Juju's basic. Yeah. And that's what he doesn't want to hear, I don't think. But I think, you know, what I'm looking forward to, you know, T.J. Watt on one side, Myles Garrett on the other side, I think that's going to be interesting. That running game of the Cleveland Browns, like you said, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, just feed both of them, man. Feed them. Run the ball 45 times this game. Just go off. Just punch Pittsburgh in the mouth because it's AFC North, man. That's what they're known for, defense and running the ball. And I think there's a theme. You guys are noticing a theme with what I like in playoff football. But punch them in the mouth, run the ball. But I do think Pittsburgh, they're going to be throwing the ball over the yard. And I think it's going to be too hard. It's kind of similar to what I said earlier about Tampa versus Washington. I think this matchup's going to be like that. It'll be closed in the first half. And then Pittsburgh's just going to pull away. Pittsburgh wins this one. So I have the Steelers moving on. I have the Titans moving on. In this last matchup, Buffalo Bills versus Indianapolis Colts. I can't say Colts this morning. I'm sorry. Versus the Indianapolis Colts. Justin, I'm going to let you touch on this first because you are the in-house Colts fan. So what are your thoughts on this matchup?
I'm also the one that does the banners. That's why I capitalized my team there. So I'm still going to be rooting for them, obviously. I'm still going to be glued to the TV. And
I'm the only one whose team isn't in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
My team, the Cowboys. I hated the Cowboys this year.
You let us down.
They let me down, man. They broke my heart. But anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
Obviously, I'm choosing Buffalo to win this game, though. You guys know how down I am about Phillip Rivers. He's played an incredible second half of the season because they've dialed back his workload and helped kind of rein in and just focus on what he is good at, short dump off passes and quick releases and that sort of stuff, managing the game pretty much. So he's done a great job against opponents that they should do great against, but the tougher opponents, and even Jacksonville Jacksonville beat them in week one, and then Jacksonville kind of had a bit of a scare going for them in the first half last week, and there's nothing about him that tells me that he can win playoff games against tough opponents. Buffalo is a tough opponent. They're going to score a lot of points, even against our defense. They're going to score points, and it's going to push the Colts to have to try to score a lot of points. And hopefully we can run the ball against Buffalo. They have a decent run defense. They've got a decent defense all around. Hopefully we can run the ball. That's really our only chance, manage the time, the clock, and hope for a low scoring game. But at the end, I think it'll be Buffalo pretty handedly.
Could this Colts team be like that Cardinals team that you thought the Washington football team is like?
I certainly hope so.
Think about it. You know, Warner, Rivers, you know, I don't know many other comparisons between the two, but that's, you know, maybe they make a run. Nate, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
I'm going to say the Bills it's tough. I really think it is. I think it's going to be close. If the Colts run the football, the Bills run defense has not been very good. I think the last 6 weeks or something, they've allowed a 100 yard rusher. And I just looked at the schedule. They haven't really played anybody with like a good running back. You know, it's not like they played the Titans or something, or somebody that, you know, with a bell cow back. You know, if they feed Jonathan Taylor, I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I don't know if they will. You know, it seems like they do in the first half sometimes, and then the second half they start throwing it, or, you know, I don't know. I'm not Frank Reich. I can't make the calls, but I do think the Bills win, which, you know, it's sad. Like I said, I kind of have been cheering for the Colts a little bit too this year. So, of course, they had to play each other this round. But I think the Bills are going to take this one. So, they're too hot.
Sean said the Colts need a slinger, not a shot putter. And
I can't agree with that. Like, because, well, I mean, a gunslinger, like, maybe one that's accurate, maybe one that can sling it deep and you feel at least somewhat confident that it's going to hit its target. But whenever Rivers is trying to gunsling it, he's throwing interceptions like crazy. The only reason his interceptions have dropped a lot here lately is because they said, hey, whoa, quit throwing the ball so deep.
So he's saying that he's not a slinger. He's saying he's a shot putter.
I got you.
Which because he's got that awkward throwing motion. My prediction this year was that Rivers was going to get hurt and Nissan was going to come in and lead the Colts to the playoffs. So maybe they'd be in better shape if my prediction came true. But
well, these are all the same reasons why I said all offseason, and I wish they would have stuck with it. Just stick with Jacoby Brissett for this season because his style is exactly what Rivers is doing now, only he can also run the ball. He can move the ball with his legs. It would have been a more dynamic offense. So I really wish they would have just saved that $25 million, stuck with Brissett. There's at least two games I know of that they would have won that they actually lost this season, and you're looking at the difference between the 7th seed host or going up against the 2 seed at Buffalo or being the 2 seed and hosting a playoff game right now.
Well, you should write an email to Frank Reich.
Yeah, well, I really should, and some strongly worded suggestions to Ursay about hiring me as well.
Yeah, well, we'll put it in the
PM. Yeah, we'll just wait till Matt Stafford's a Colt.
Wait till
Matt Stafford's a Colt next year. That would be phenomenal.
That'd
be awesome. I want it so bad.
We have great sports medicine and chiropractors in Indianapolis. This is probably a good fit for Matthew Stafford.
Well, maybe that's what brought Philip Rivers to you, man. you can't advertise it to these old quarterbacks. You got to advertise it to the young guys. You're gonna get a bunch of old quarterbacks knocking at your door if you say all that. But my prediction, I got the Bills as well. I think Josh Allen, he's the talk of the town right now. He's a hot ticket. You know, he's going off, and I think he continues to go off. And I think the Bills, you know, I think Diggs will have a day. You know, I do – you know, the Colts have a good run defense, but I think the Bills are going to be able to throw the ball. I think it's just going to be too much for the Colts to handle. Hope I'm wrong. I hope the Colts win this one so Justin has a good weekend. All right, I'm hoping for you, man, but I do think the Bills win this one. So let's get into our AFC bracket predictions, right? So I have the Steelers – beating Cleveland and then facing Kansas City next week. I have the Chiefs winning that one, and I think they win that one pretty handily. And then I have the Titans beating Baltimore, right, and they're going to play the Bills, and I have the Bills winning that one. So I have Bills versus Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, and that one's going to be a very – ultimately, I think the Chiefs are going to move on. So in the Super Bowl, I have Chiefs. Chiefs versus Saints. I'm not going to give my Super Bowl winner yet. Okay. If some of you follow me on Twitter, you know who I have as my Super Bowl winner. You can go search right now if you want at Coach Sheps and you know, tease it a little bit. But Nate, well, who do you have advancing? And then who do you have going to the Super Bowl for the AFC?
So I had the Ravens beating the Titans. So it'd be Chiefs, Ravens, and then Steelers, Bills, and that's going to be the Chiefs beating the Ravens again. The Chiefs are pretty scary. I know they haven't covered the spread for a long time, but I feel like they just kind of – they do what they want almost. Like they just kind of like, oh, okay, let's score now and we'll just win by four. You know, no big deal. We won. Who cares what the score was? Then obviously the Bills beating the Steelers. I really don't even trust that Steelers team very much today. But like I said, the whole head coach being out kind of changes it. So, and then I think I'm going to go with the Bills beating the Chiefs. You know what? I don't care. I've been on the Bills all year. I'll stay on. So, Bills-Packers Super Bowl. I'd love it.
All right, Justin, what's your predictions?
All right, so I've got the Chiefs playing the Browns in the second round, and I think that the Chiefs will handle that game pretty easily, pretty handedly. And then the team, Baltimore, that – I may or may not have even had going into the next round are playing the Bills in the second round. So I think that one's a pretty easy no-brainer for me as well. I've got the Bills winning that one pretty easily as well. The Chiefs and Buffalo game should be a fun game to watch. And I'm excited to watch that one, but I'm hoping that Buffalo defense can continue to get stronger and get better. And I've got Buffalo pulling off the upset in Arrowhead against Kansas City. So I also have Buffalo and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
So we have both of you are predicting Buffalo Green Bay in the Super Bowl. So I'm the only one. I got Chiefs Saints. So I'm interested to hear, Justin, I'm going to let you go first. Who do you have winning that matchup between Buffalo and Green Bay?
I've got the Packers winning, and I don't think that I don't think it's going to be close either. I really don't. As much as I like Buffalo, I think that this is finally Rodgers' opportunity, his chance to shine on the big stage with a healthy team, a strong team. I'm a little bit worried about that defense against Buffalo's offense, but not as worried as I would be about Buffalo's defense against the Packers' offense.
Man, I would if Buffalo plays Green Bay, they need to play that game in Alaska. Like, don't play that game in Florida or California or Vegas. Like, no, like that's the cold weather game. There needs to be snowfall. You know what I mean? I need to see Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers, you know, in between plays, you know, no fans in the crowd, like smoke coming out of their mouth from the cold air with their hands and their hand warmers. You know, I need to see wide receivers before the game coming out with no shirts on, like the Giants did against the Packers a few years ago before they're getting their tails kicked in. You know, I need to see crazy cold weather shenanigans if we get Packers Bills. And I'm going to write Goodell an email. That's what I'm going to do. So Justin's going to write Frank Reich an email. I'm going to write Goodell an email about that. Rich wants us to know he has Packers Bills. So we got three people Packers Bills. So that's the thing right now. Nate, I think I know what you're going to say, but what's your prediction for Packers Bills?
I'm kind of with Justin on that, with the Packers winning. I think that you know, right now, the way the Packers are scoring and their defenses look pretty good, which has been very surprising to me. I was happy to see that. I think that, you know, Jaire Alexander will be able to hang with Diggs, you know, and I think that Aaron Jones will, and maybe A.J. Dillon, I don't know who's going to get the ball, Jamal Williams, whatever. I think those guys are going to just, they'll just run all over the Bills, and then, you know, Aaron will be able to throw, you know, how he has been just doing whatever he wants. But I think it'll be a fun game to watch. I just hope it happens.
That's so true. That's such a true statement, just doing whatever he wants. Because he, you know, as long as the receivers catch the damn ball, the dude just, he's capable of anything. All right, so you have the Packers winning. Justin has the Packers winning. Joshua has Bucks Chiefs, but he thinks the Chiefs win. And I have Chiefs Saints. And Shep Stradamus sees Chiefs Saints, and he has the Saints winning the Super Bowl. All right, I have the Saints winning the Super Bowl, like, you know, 31-28, something like that. Comes down to a last-second field goal. And I think that'll be a very interesting matchup. I think it'll be a kind of a passing of the torch from gunslingers. Breeze wins it, walks off, retires, and then Mahomes, you know, goes back at it again next year. I think – that's what I have. So, you know, we have it seems like if you're following the show, you should put your money on the Green Bay Packers, because that's what our listeners are thinking. That's what the co-hosts are thinking. And this – what I'm thinking is we got three games today and three games tomorrow. And what's better than that? Three – like six playoff games. And whether it's a little watered down because they did add the seventh playoff team, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Starts at 1 o'clock today. We got a 4 o'clock. We got an 8 o'clock. So we do want to get you guys some betting lines, and I'm going to give you a DFS lineup in case you feel like playing that today. If you're like me, and you don't have a dog in the fight, this is all you got, right? So Justin, why don't you drop that Thrive? Do you have the Thrive? You don't have the drop. Can you give them a little info on Thrive, and then Nate, why don't you give them the betting lines after that?
Sure, sounds good. So the Thrive Fantasy Football app. Promo code T2T down there by Nate's shoulder, T2T. Don't forget to punch in that promo code whenever – yeah, in front of your shoulder, not behind it. the promo code T2T, you'll type that in whenever you download the Thrive Fantasy app for the first time. It's set up so that you bet on prop bets rather than guessing which player is going to have the most yards or the most touchdowns, like typical fantasy football. But it is set up in small weekly leagues, groups of 10 or 12 or whatever you want to sign up for. You're only going head to head against them. You bet on how many touchdowns a guy's going to get, particularly. So, like, plus or minus 0.5 touchdowns or, you know, that sort of thing, over under 250 passing yards or whatever the case is. You get points based on how you finish. But like I said, if you type in that T2T when you download it for the first time and you deposit anywhere from $20 to $50, they will double your money. And then you can, whenever you win money, get back with us, let us know how you did.
All right. Nate, hit him with the betting lines that caught your eye. What are you playing this week?
I got a couple, and it was a lot tougher this week than it has been. It seems like they're all close, obviously, with the playoffs, everybody like that. But first one, I like Seahawks -3. I actually thought I was getting ahead of the game. It was -4.5 early this week, and I bet on the Seahawks at -4.5, thinking like that line's going to move. Don't know if Goff's playing. It's going to go up to maybe 6 or 7. No, it's -3 now. So that was wrong. But whatever. I take the Seahawks there. I think they're going to win by at least 7, maybe more anyways. Next one I had, my phone just acted up on me. Sorry about that. Steelers -6.5, like I kind of mentioned earlier, how I feel about the Steelers. I know their defense has been poor lately, but I think they'll take over in the second half, like John said, too. And last one I got, Ravens -3. I think they'll be too much for the Titans to handle. I know the Titans offense, if they can run their play action pass, they'll be okay. But if they get behind, they're toast. Their offensive line's not set to pass protect like that. They're a play action pass team, and that's what they need. So I think the team that scores first and probably if they get up by a touchdown or a little more, I think that the Ravens will cruise.
All right. A parlay I locked in a few days ago. I bought some points, so I'm sure the lines have shifted, but I had the Buffalo Bills -6.5, Tennessee Titans +5, Pittsburgh Steelers -4, and Alabama -6. I think Alabama's going to steamroll Ohio State. I know this isn't a college football show, but I did put that one in there. So, all right, those are the betting lines. That's some good, juicy content right there. Go win you some money. And my DraftKings DFS lineup for this weekend, all 6 games, I got Josh Allen versus Indy at 7,500. I got Jonathan Taylor at Buffalo, 7,900. J.K. So Allen was 75 and Taylor was 79. I don't know if I flipped those, but I might have. I got J.K. Dobbins at Tennessee, 6,600. Deontay Johnson versus Cleveland, 6,200. Michael Thomas versus Chicago, 6,400. Without Kamara, he's back. He's going to get fed. Cam Sims versus 4,000. Corbett at New Orleans, 3,000. Corey Davis versus Baltimore, 4,800. And the Tampa Bay defense at the Washington football team, 3,400. So this lineup's going to win you some money. Go ahead and lock it in there. And then, comment on our show afterwards if you want some money and let us know that we helped you out, whether it's the betting lines or whatever. Also, go ahead on YouTube if you're watching after the show aired. Hit us in your comments with what your Super Bowl predictions are so that you could rub it in our face when you're right and we're wrong. Like, hey, I even posted in your comments that this was my prediction and I was right and you guys were wrong, and that we can all celebrate that. We can celebrate you because that's what we want to do. All right, so go ahead. Hit the like button on our show if you could. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and make sure that you have it set up that you get alerted when we do go on air so that you could hop in. And we got 4 or 5 people coming through the comments right now, Sean, Rich, Joshua, Fry, and interacting with us on air. And it makes it a lot more, fun for us. Because now we're not just going off our show notes and our sheet. We can interact with you guys and just adds to the football discussion. So whoever you are listening, we love to have you. If you got Apple Podcasts, remember, please, if you could throw us a review, 5-star preferably, something good. We're going to be doing Frankenstein leagues. We're added to. Okay, so we're going to start coming up with ways. We got to fill these 2 leagues. It's 24 spots, right? So we're going to fill these things. We're going to have to do some giveaways again. It's $25 an entry. We gave away like 3 or 4 entries. Like, we paid for them. And we're probably going to be doing more like that this year. So go ahead. People got in by throwing us reviews, and we did retroactivate it. So if you do reviews now, you're pre-entering for something down the road. And we're going to do, cool giveaways anyway. But that's a way to get into the next year's Frankenstank League. So go ahead. Hit us with a sweet review, something that stands out. Nate, before we get off, I'm going to give both of you a chance to give your closing thoughts, on the playoffs, what you're looking forward to, whatever you got to say. Nate, go ahead, man.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say thanks to everybody, listeners and subscribers and stuff like that. We appreciate it. it's been a blast this whole season so far. And, you know, we're not done yet, but I just wanted to say thanks to everybody and to my co-hosts as well. It's like I said, it's a ton of fun for us. You know, takes the mind off of everything else we got going on for sure. So as far as the playoffs, I'm excited. You know, it's finally here. I didn't know if this is ever going to happen, to be honest with you. We played, you know, 17 weeks of football somehow in this crazy
world we live in. That's very true.
You know what? I'm pumped and ready to see the Bills, Colts, really. You know, Ravens, Titans is going to be fun too. I think, like I said, I think everything minus Maserati Mitch, or whatever you want to call that dumpster fire, that game's not going to be very much fun. But the rest of them are going to be good. So sorry to hate on the Bears more. I just can't miss an opportunity. So like I said, thanks again. You know, hit us with your questions and stuff like that. We'll help you out as much as we can. And, you know, keep staying positive and testing negative.
All right, Justin, go ahead, my friend.
So I'm excited to see the big thing that I want to see in this playoff bracket is I want to see Nate win a bunch of money from this from all of his betting lines, because he's been putting in the work all season, and we get to see this awesome new background. And Nate, I got to say, like, I've really been getting into HGTV a lot lately, and I feel like you're trying to win this money so that you can build a nice new moat to go around your castle.
Yeah,
like it's got the brick background. You got those awesome windows beyond it. I'm excited about the new moat. I want to see pictures, but no, yeah.
Gotta wait till the ground thaws out so I can start digging.
There you go.
Rich just threw in that he enjoyed the league and the show so much this year. Appreciate you guys. We appreciate you, Rich. Thanks for being in the Frankenstein League. Thanks for being a listener. Thanks for being in here every week. You know, it's been having listeners like you makes this thing fun to do.
He'll be in it year too.
Yep, year two, and he's in. He joined Fictional. He joined one of our leagues too. I believe it was Fictional or Too Legit. One of the two. Rich is in there. So, all right. Well, everybody, it's been a pleasure. I know we were talking about doing the bathroom board, but we went about 50 minutes just off of playoff predictions. So we're going to save the bathroom board for another episode. We're going to give that probably a full hour because there's going to be a lot of stuff to discuss. All the preseason bets we made with each other, some in-season bets we made with each other, and I'm sure there's some playoff bets in there anyway. So we'll give it a few more weeks to marinate. We'll figure out when we're doing that. And we appreciate you. If your team's in the playoffs, good luck. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Like, enjoy every minute leading up to it, because just like that, game's over, season's over, your team could be out. So enjoy it. Have hope. Believe. Because – it doesn't cost anything to have hope and believe, regardless of if it's ridiculous. Like, if you're the Washington football team, go ahead and believe. You have permission to believe you're going to win the Super Bowl until the game starts and you get kicked out. Because who's it hurting? It's hurting nobody. But if you go in there pouting and negative, that's only hurting yourself. So have hope, believe, enjoy every minute of it, because it's playoff football, and this is what we are fans for. You know, this season, playoff season, and I'm envious of any of you who have teams that are in it, because my team was a dumpster fire this year, and I'm hoping things will change next season. So we appreciate you. We hope to have you back next week. We're going to be recording probably on weekends going forward. We're gonna shift it up. Follow our show at Toilets Titles. We'll let you know when we're recording, and we'll probably get into some schedule as the off season goes on of when we're going to record and whatnot. But things are a little bit up in the air, you know, because we're shifting into off-season mode. So thanks again. Good luck. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy some good playoff football food, man. Take care.